This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. Attorney General says, yeah, it was me. I pushed for the Trump warrant. What does that mean? What are those documents? Will anything be unearthed that is shocking and will nail the former president as he gets ready, I think, to announce that he's going to run again? In the meantime, should we be worried about China? Well, the answer, yeah, for different reasons. But they don't seem to be deterred while they do those live drills aimed toward Taiwan. Where do we step in and fit in the middle of all of that? And closer to home, it is true, gas has definitely dropped. So if you need to fill up, now is the time to fill up, because you never know, not to be the bearer of bad news or to think that we might see that pendulum swing in the opposite direction. But you remember March, right, when we were paying crazy prices and it kept going up, up, up. We actually saw gas down below $4 a gallon. Woohoo! My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. That is the good word, my friends, because unless you are traveling a different way, and maybe you are. Maybe you are riding your bike. Maybe you are out there on a scooter, I don't know, and you're not worried about gas prices. You are definitely in the minority. Gas prices have been the bane of all of our existence is for the last 4 or 5 months. Even though it looked like we were going to see it rocket up, it's one thing to hear that chatter. It's another thing to actually feel that pain when you go and you fill up and it keeps on ticking like you're in a taxi that's gone wild. And you have no idea where the numbers are going to stop. We do know the numbers are stopping a lot lower now. Like I said, according to AAA, the national average of a gallon of regular gas, anyway, is $3.99. So it's higher than it was a year ago. But, boy, the peak was $5.02 in mid-June. So the good news, amongst some of the negative things that we're talking about, 58 consecutive days, my friends, it has gone down, 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 down. So that is good when we see that everything else is going up, 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 because inflation is absolutely going to get you. And we know, we're feeling it. I say this every single show. Well, you go to the grocery store and you got to pick up a few things. Let me tell you, never more popular, I think, is 2 for 1. Buy 2 for 1. Like, people are actually looking at coupons and taking them into the store. And when you check out, and this hasn't happened at least to me in a long time, the first thing they say is, do you have any coupons? Because people are actually bringing them in, whether it's electronically or not, looking for the deals they can get, shopping at the dollar store. I talked about that earlier this week. The dollar store is the most crowded store around because you can get some of those staples, and people don't want to pay 3 times the price at a regular supermarket. And especially when 36% of the population is tapping into their savings to cover their living expenses. And if you rent, oh my goodness, rents are up in so many cities. And if you don't live in a big city where it's gone up, you may live in a small area where it's gone up just enough that you can feel it, because it's that domino effect when everything in your life is costing more. People putting off going to a doctor because the doctor takes cash because we have a crappy healthcare system. Putting that off because they don't think they can afford that. Putting off things they have to do in their home because what can they afford to do versus we can just keep waiting. We'll wait, we'll wait, we'll wait. That's the battle so many are wrestling with. What can they afford to do? What can they not afford to do? It's about budgets, and budgets are difficult because a lot of people aren't used to operating in a budget. They're used to it'll be okay and more money's coming down the pike. What came down the pike when it comes to the warrant for the FBI to search the former president's Florida home at Mar-a-Lago? Attorney General Merrick Garland said, yeah, I personally approved it, saying that the department doesn't take that kind of a decision lightly. Where possible, this is Garland saying this, it's standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken, and that the Department of Justice applies the law without fear or favor, that our work is by necessity out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Adding that ethical rules prevent him from providing more details about the search of the former president's Mar-a-Lago property. So that's the thing. He's saying, well, because of the integrity of the investigation and because of the ethic rules, you can question me as to why did you do that? Why did you have to have machine gun carrying agents show up at the property? And he says, well, I can't say. I can't tell you that. That's privileged information. So I can't say. We know that there was the suspicion of withheld material. Do we know that they got any of that? No. There was also suspicion after months of discussion that the representatives for the former president weren't being completely truthful with the investigators. So did part of that lead to the shakedown at Mar-a-Lago? I'll tell you what, people who are seriously motivated the current administration, they're not happy with what's going on, are really motivated by seeing what's happened to the former president and wanting to, I think, in many cases, back him up again because of that. So the shakedown in Florida might be costly after all to the Dems, as they have to wrestle with the question of, wow, can Biden do this again? And they might not be able to vocalize that, but you can bet they're thinking about it because every single poll shows that. I mentioned this the other night, very sad in Evansville, the neighborhood that was rocked by a blast where people said, you know what? I thought a bomb fell off on us and that was it. Because it happened at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. Everything started to rumble and it did sound like a sonic boom according to a lot of people. A house in the center of the city of about 116 people exploded. So debris was 100 feet in either direction. 3 people were killed. 1 was injured. 39 houses were damaged in the blast. 39 houses. So immediately, what are you thinking? Is this a gas explosion? And they're doing that blast analysis at the site so they can search for clues and piece it together to figure out what happened there. Plus, just in case, they're looking for other victims, somebody that might not have been found. Really scary, scary stuff in looking at some of the video from that area. Man Cave coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Woman cave. It is all about football because, you know, here we are preseason and this is it. Before you know it, it's the real stuff. I cannot believe we're back on the doorstep of the NFL and a whole new season. There are still some questions that abound for many, many, many teams. So quickly, a couple of them. How about this one? Tom Brady is everything to the Bucks, and he was out, and I guess is going to be out of training camp for the next 10 days because of non-football related reasons. He won't be back until after the Bucks' second preseason game on August 20th. It was announced by the Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles, saying it's not going to happen anytime soon. Said he before training camp, he discussed it with Brady. He has some personal matter that he's going to take care of. He's going to deal with some personal things, and he said we talked about it before camp. We allotted the time. We wanted him to get in and get chemistry with the guys, go through a couple weeks of camp, knowing he was going to play for the first couple of games. Well, you know that makes everyone curious, right? Well, we talked about this personal thing he's dealing with, and he's gone. And then he'll be back. He is Tom Brady. He has a fistful of rings. It makes sense if he needs the time. Okay, they're going to give him the time. But it's just that the questions that stand out when you cover the team day in and day out, which a lot of people do, it's so unusual that he's not there. And especially when that's the explanation that you get, right? That, okay, what is it? I mean, there's even, you know, there's, of course, conspiracy theories on everything in this world. And one of them is that Tom Brady is skipping practices to avoid the media because
it's this whole, was he going to really go to the Miami Dolphins? And they're playing the Dolphins in the preseason, and so he'd have to answer those questions, and he doesn't want to answer those questions. That's like one of the theories floating around out there. And also that he still hasn't met with the media at all since being named in the NFL's investigative report into the Dolphins, because, of course, that's a no-no. And the Dolphins were punished back on August 2nd, for tampering with Brady by docking the two team draft picks, one first rounder and one third rounder. So there was conversation there. It wasn't just people talking, that there really was something there. So he hasn't been to practice in a while because of this unexplained personal matter. And could it be that he doesn't want to answer that question? Eventually, he's going to get asked that question no matter when he shows up, but I guess it pushes it off to another day anyway. I suppose that's what the viewpoint could be, right? All right, this is an interesting story that would really shake up the world of sports when it comes to the NFL. So since the start of training camp, the Browns coach has been insisting his team is going to move forward with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback when Deshaun Watson's suspension starts, but now they're considering some other plans. This popped up on a website, cleveland.com, that the Browns are going to consider making a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo if Watson's suspension gets increased from his current punishment of 6 games, because that's all under appeal, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen there. Or not, the Browns could ask Garoppolo to take a pay cut or try to get the 49ers to pay some of it, but those options are floating around out there because he's scheduled to make $24.2 million in 2022. So is Garoppolo a part of the plan there or not? I even heard a wild one that Colin Kaepernick was being considered and that he could compete for the job. And he could be signed for a 1-year deal depending on what happens with Watson. But I haven't been able to confirm that with some really good sources. So it is a rumor that's out there. Absolutely. You know, there's rumors every day in the sports world, just like in every other aspect of our lives. So it's floating, I think, in some places. But I don't know if there's any real truth to it. There could have been a discussion, but I'm not sure that stands. All right, speaking of not standing or standing up, or how do you feel about the LIV tour? Are you disgusted by it, or are you just embracing it? Or does it not matter to you? Phil Mickelson is among 11 LIV golf stars challenging the PGA Tour bans with an antitrust lawsuit. This should be interesting. I mean, there's always going to be some sort of a lawsuit, for sure. But now you've got 11 that are filing, and they're all pretty big names. So the PGA Tour suspended them, boxed them out of the FedEx Cup points, because they would qualify a few of them, but they're not going to be playing in any of that. Now remember, Mickelson was suspended by the PGA Tour back in March for allegedly recruiting players to play for LIV, among other reasons, and his appeal was denied. He applied for reinstatement in June. The tour denied it based on his participation in the first LIV event that month outside of London. And some people feel like the LIV tour is trying to wipe out the PGA tour and it's paying players exorbitant sums of money to accomplish it. Mickelson, DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, they got 9 figures. I mean, it's crazy what Tiger Woods was offered, up to $1 billion, and he turned it down. Turned it down. I think some people are furious about the whole LIV Tour thing because players are hemming and hawing when they're asked about it and not being truthful, where they don't say, listen, you know, this is an insane amount of money, and I want to take the money for my family, for me, for whatever reason. They paid me serious dough, and I went for it, which is why I like David Faraday, who's one of the best golf announcers on the planet, because he's so funny. He didn't mince any kind of words at all. When he was asked why he left NBC Golf Channel, why'd you leave that sweet gig to be part of Liv Golf's broadcasting world, he said, money. He said, people don't like to talk about it. I hear it. Well, it's to grow the game. Baloney. They paid me a lot of money. That's what he's saying. And that's why. He was at a fundraiser in Toledo, Ohio, and he answered the question honestly. And the crowd cheered. They were like raucous. They were totally behind him. He said money was the main thing. He said there were other reasons, but money was one. The chance to be lead analyst was another. And he said the third thing, was an opportunity to be himself again. Because he said it's more and more difficult in sports broadcasting to have any kind of character. And he says, look, Charles Barkley can say anything he wants. That's just Charles. It's Charles. But he said he's been more guarded over the last few years. He says people are waiting around every corner hoping to be offended by something that he says. And he did say something. I understand what he's saying. I agree with. He said, our lives are being shaped by small groups of mean-spirited people who have no sense of humor. We're in danger of losing our national sense of humor because of this. Right? And we know that Saudi Arabia has been accused of all kinds of human rights violations, including politically motivated killings, torture, disappearances, inhumane treatment of prisoners. Members of the royal family and Saudi government were accused of involvement in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist. That was pretty shocking. And that's what keeps coming up about this tour. Like, why? Why are you doing it? Why would you do that? Why would you back the Saudis in any way? Why? It doesn't make sense. All right, this is a big story, and we're going to go out with a bang. The NBA gives up number 6 to ensure the legacy of Bill Russell. So decades from now, kids can look up into the rafters of any NBA arena, and they'll see banners hanging from the ceiling. It's all about number 6. They're going to honor number 6, everybody, because nobody won more championships than he did. Or stood as tall as he did back in the day, 6'10", and how he fought so many things that were unjust in the country. Good for Bill Russell. He was unparalleled. His life and legacy in the rafters and being honored across the league. You'll see those banners. Love it, love it, love it. Having his number retired league-wide, that's huge. No one will wear 6 again. Stay with us.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. The documents that were the focus of the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort were reportedly classified files related to nuclear weapons. That's according to the Washington Post. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland revealed he, quote, personally approved the extraordinary step to seek the warrant used by federal agents to seize documents from the former president's home in Florida.
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
The White House did not know in advance that Garland would be delivering a statement, and officials learned of it through news reports. That is according to a White House official. This is USA Radio News. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its guidelines for fighting coronavirus, saying it would no longer recommend restrictive measures like quarantining after exposure to an infected person, social distancing, and testing to screen for symptoms. The decision to revise the suggested protocol stems from the recognition that the vast majority of the U.S. population has, at this point, acquired a level of immunity, either from vaccination or infection.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are. The FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Joins us for his book that, boy oh boy, this really resonates with me, especially my travels to Venezuela. His book is called Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. So, Gio, welcome to the show, and tell the listeners why you wrote this book.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here, Kate. Yes, so I wrote the book I always wanted to write, but at the time, I didn't really know how to start the process, so I thought, what if I could make an impact that at the time really mattered? So my interest actually lie in the students I taught at the time. I taught English as a second language to adult learners, many of whom were from Latin America. The students in my class were obviously Venezuelan, and Venezuela was at a time of economic downfall. We might have heard of the president, President Chavez, recently passed away at the time. His successor, Maduro, was planning to take office. So not only the Venezuelans, but also the other cultural groups became concerned. So therefore I took the opportunity to learn and actually travel out there. And from my travels, I created this story called Forgotten America to let people know, hey, has happened and what continues to happen in Venezuela is important, and I think we all should take some notice into that.
Boy, I so agree with that. I mean, how fascinating that it's in a way that these people that you taught English as a second language is so important and is such a pathway to so many to having success in the United States. And then they taught you by what you learned and about Venezuela and what it reminded you of. So tell us some of the stories in the book.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of intertwine historic events with fiction, but also relevant to situations that we might encounter. So we would expect in the story two characters. One name is Carlos, who is actually from this country, Venezuela, and he travels back to this country with his friend Ezequiel. And Ezequiel isn't new to South America, but new to Venezuela and the situations that have been happening. So he was kind of nervous. So some of the adventures that we see includes how profoundly Carlos is encountered with his past. So every present moment that seems to be important to Carlos, the readers are drawn back to a specific moment in his past that Carlos has not yet really understood or might have forgotten. And one of those times is he starts to remember how he was taken when he was essentially a child into the military. And then at one point, he talks about some of the missions that he had to do. And he didn't really understand what these were or the impact that these missions had until the present. And for Carlos, it's a puzzle that he tries to piece together, and Ezequiel is there trying to understand how connected those events are to the present situation. So in the present situations, we see many protests, how corruption runs rampant, and Ezequiel knows somewhat about these past events, and he is also trying to help Carlos understand those. So it's a piece where the past intersects with the present. And I did it in this way to see how important information is being told and what information might be being left out.
Yeah, wow, I love that. Taking facts, taking history, and then creating the story for this novel. For you, was it fun to go on this adventure, Gio?
Yes, for, I always wanted to travel. I always like to travel because I think when we broaden our horizon, so to speak, or our way of thinking, it opens us up. We gain a better perspective of who we are, of the situations, and of the of different people. So I was very excited to travel there, but when each time I traveled, it became a little more daunting because I became more aware of the situations. And I'll give you one example. For example, my friend who was my tour guide at the time, we were traveling from Caracas to Maracaibo to see Lake Maracaibo and to see the history there. And we were going to take a plane, but the plane wasn't running at the time, so we had to take a bus. And the bus, that was a interesting journey because at different places there were security checkpoints. And at one of these security checkpoints, the military, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know the language at the time, but the military demanded me to get off the bus and show my passport and demanded why I was here and asked me those questions. And my friend intervened saying, hey, you know, this is very atypical. Why are you guys doing this? I know how you guys operate. You're trying to intimidate my friend. You guys want some money. And so long story short, I was able to go back on the bus and my friend had to give them money, and that's what they wanted. So we see, I saw firsthand how frightful the military can be, because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I also saw some of the corruption that that is a part of that, part of the military or the police at the time.
Yeah, how scary is that? And then you get to witness it firsthand. What else did you learn about Venezuela when you were there?
Yeah, so one of the exciting things I learned is that despite all the opposition and all the plights that the Venezuelans were experiencing, they are a very happy family oriented culture. They're there to support each other. Even the strangers did their part to try to help one another. So I saw this the feeling of camaraderie, of solidarity, of family being there. So I witnessed even in the purest form of how unfortunate situations can be, such as poverty running rampant, these lines, people have to wait, regulation of food at certain points of the week. Certain groups of people can only get a certain amount of food, and it was dictated by this regulation wall that they had. Despite that, they tried to come together to be there. And despite the corruption I saw from the government, the common people, the everyday people, were very welcoming and friendly and happy to have people outside the country to explore how cultured and how majestic the country actually is, despite, again, what has been going on.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela, which you can get on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or wherever great books are sold?
I wanted created a story in a way to try to interconnect how the past could be relevant to our present situations. And I did that to nudge readers into a direction of being aware to ourselves, to our situations, to the situations that happen elsewhere, and to others. This might mean not just reading one newsreel or listening to one podcast, but about understanding what is being told, what is being left out.
Perfect place to end this, Gio Calvarisi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Kate.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Green Room, author Henry Krauss. His book is The Vicissitudes of Life, From Dusk to Dawn. Henry, boy, this book is interesting. The cover just even pulls you in. So first of all, tell us about this road to writing this book.
Well, the road was a long one. I was inspired to write the book based on my medical problems. In 2011, I had a kidney transplant. I have chronic kidney disease, and then in 2017, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma cancer. So basically what it was is how I fought and overcame these obstacles, and I wanted to inspire other people that just because you have a tragedy with something very serious, it doesn't mean that life ends. You could still have a purposeful, happy life. You don't want to just crawl up into a catatonic state and say it's all over. Some people do that, but the book is to prevent that.
Wow, so well said. Because you talk about it, that in the description, that we have challenges in life, whatever your challenges are. And I said I love the cover. And the cover, you've got this boat, and you have these wicked wild sea around the boat. And you say, and in the poem, A Boat at Sea, we're all boats on the thrashing sea of life. We rise and fall with the waves. People, as you just described there, react differently
in their tragedy. So what can we learn from your book? Tell us more about the book, as we know it's inspiring.
Well, it depends on a person's bent. A lot of these poems are about tragedies, but I did include family remembrances and their valiant behavior, not in reaction, in being proactive. The idea of the book is not to react. Most of us, when we hear bad news, we react in a negative way. The idea is to step back, accept what it is, and be proactive. I write every day. I'm on a blog called Medium.com, and I just finished a story about Winston Churchill and his wife. And I always thought that Churchill was such a strong figure. I always wondered, wow, what a guy. But in all his tragedies, one of the things was that his wife was totally behind him. And the other thing is, just because a person is, he had depression, he called it, he had black dogs. Just because you appear outwardly strong doesn't mean you're not a human being. And he would have depression, and she had some breakdowns. She came from a very bad childhood, and he didn't have a great childhood. His parents were kind of standoffish. And the idea is he didn't lose sight of his goals. That's one thing he had. And he had an attitude of, keep going. And so I write on that blog every day. So there are things here. It's kind of a philosophy. I wrote a poem about the eclipse of God, I got the idea from a book that Martin Buber wrote. He says that just like you have an eclipse of the sun and it's dark, it doesn't mean that it won't pass and you have light. And just because it's dark, doesn't mean that the sun doesn't shine. So that's an optimistic view. He wrote, of course, regarding that poem about the Holocaust, and that was his reaction. Beautiful, beautiful work, and I kind of adapted it. Let's see, the coffee table, I wrote, I said, it's funny how people sit at dining room tables or desks, square desks, I said to myself, well, why don't we have like coffee tables that are round, or conference rooms like the United Nations, where you're facing each other and you could see different people's emotions? Why aren't buildings built like the Guggenheim Museum with its round? I wrote, of course, about my cancer. I wrote about an hourglass, because it's always in the back of my mind that time is slipping away. Maybe that in itself is motivating to me, because most people intellectually think about death, but when you have two fatal diseases with no cure, there's no cure for multiple myeloma. There only is treatment. I go to Sloan Kettering, and they can keep you alive through the treatment. And unfortunately, because of my cancer, my new kidney was affected by the chemo and the cancer. So now I can't live without dialysis. So it lasted 10 years, but and there's wow. certain things I love nature. So, I wrote a poem about the robin. Robin, did you look at the book, or you?
I did. I was thinking it. When you're going through this, you talk about trees, you talk about rain, you absolutely dive into nature. I mean, what's really brilliant about your work is I feel like I know you, because you go through this and you can tell there is that optimism that you talked about in the beginning that rolls through. And I think that's the beauty of this book, like you're saying, that no matter who you are, they might not have what you have, but it's, I have never met a person that has not gone through challenges. So
exactly.
in your book, From Dusk to Dawn, The Vicissitudes of Life, that's exactly what it is. You nailed it with that title. What do you hope, and you're really saying it in this conversation, Henry, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book, your poetry, which you could pick up at any point in the book, by the way?
Yeah. Well, people have told me, like, for example, I have medication management where a nurse comes in every 2 weeks to check, to put in my medicines. I take like 17 pills a day. But and he told me yesterday when he was here, he bought the book because I showed it to him when he was here. And he says every night he sits down with his wife and they read a poem. So that in itself, when people say, you know, this really grabbed me, people have told me, well, you know, I had a similar situation where I'm trying to think of something specific that I could give to you. But I think what you just said, it comes through because I write it with feeling. I think an author has to write with feeling. And I also work for the American Cancer Society fundraising. We're having a walk on October 9th. And so, see, this, it's funny. There's a silver lining in everything. Without getting sick with the cancer and the kidney, it's strange because late in life, I finally found out what I really wanted to do. I worked for the government for my career, which was okay, but it wasn't as fulfilling as this. And, you know, they say youth is lost on the young. If I would have known this when I was 18 years old going to college, it would, but, you know, if you can't look back at things, you have to take life as it comes. And
you're doing it now, and that's the key. And so here's the thing. You can be inspired by this book, absolutely. And as we just said, pick it up at any point. From Dusk to Dawn, Henry Krauss, The Vicissitudes of Life. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks for coming on, and we wish you the best as you continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thanks for having me. And all I can say is please spread the word, because I'm a self-published writer, and with these publishers, the author has to front all the marketing money.
Yeah, absolutely. So pick up the book for sure. Thanks to Henry, and thanks to all of you for listening to the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.